Music and the Muse. Music resembles flesh. And each our nameless praises which no method speaks, which the last one and the most of the memory. Music and the Muse, blending the magic of poetry, read by Janet Logan, with Thomas Mancini's violin. Music and the Muse, for those who follow the star of dreams.
Greetings, everyone. This is Janet Logan. Edith Hope Genet combines the prophetic with the poetic in a bit of whimsy she calls Eviction Notice. Autumn sent her first eviction notice today, written on a red dogwood leaf. There was a time we might have met, an hour we might have dined together. Only it rained that night, and I stayed snug at home, fearing the weather. And once I saw you on the street. Lilacs were out, the air was heady. I might have stopped to speak to you, but you, hailing a bus, were gone already. I might have looked. You might have smiled. We didn't. Why, I can't just see how. Oh, but it hurts to sit and think if we had known what life might be now. If we had known that you were you, and I was I. How did we ever look into each other's eyes and pass? I wish we had been blind forever. It's odd to think we might have been sun, moon, and stars unto each other. Only I turned down one little street, as you went up another. Farmer by Helene Helming. Grandfather and I would sit on the porch at twilight, telling stories and talking low together, sniffing the scent of the woods, asking riddles. We watched above the trees the thin gray feather of smoke that smelled of maple leaves and pine. Then we were held in darkness, warm and tight. Grandfather would rise and stretch, peer at the sky and say, "Looks like a good crop of stars out tonight. Guess that spell of rain and hot weather's what done it." Always he'd wait for me to ask again, "Grandfather, does the rain really make stars grow?" His voice would smile at me in the darkness then. "Of course it does. And falling stars are the seedlings." He'd chuckle and walk to the door as he made reply. "But don't tell your mother I let you in on the secret. She might not understand a farm in the sky." since this is National Dog Week, I'd like to read this little tribute to our canine friends by Hallie Carrington Brent. Though prejudice, perhaps my mind befogs, I think I know no finer things than dogs. The young ones, they of gay and bounding heart, who lure us in their games to take a part, who with mock tragedy their antics cloak, and from their wide eyes' tail admit the joke. The old ones, with their wistful, fading eyes, they who desire no further paradise than the warm comfort of a smile and hand, who tune their moods to ours, and understand each word and gesture. They who lie and wait to welcome us, with no rebuke if late. Sublime the love they bear, ask but to live close to our feet, unrecompensed to give. Beside which many men seem very lost. I think I know no finer things than dogs. By Virginia Rose Smith is entitled Circe Warns Her Son. A filter brewed by any maid will work in any weather. Ah, son of mine, be wary now and call your wits together. Your father fared the seas beyond and scorned the blood's desire, with tresses like the burning bush and voice of nightingale or thrush. I snared your dazzle, sire. So, sweet youth, flee Philomela's least adorning frill. She'll knit you up in nets of guile and bind you with her laugh the while, against your heart and will. So, son of mine, be cautious now and call your wits together. If you would keep your fancy free in this enchanting weather, if you would fare the seas beyond in any kind of weather. Ethan Waterman, who is, I believe, still alive at the age of 90, was one of the favorite poets of a bygone day. Here's one of his poems that used to get sympathetic grins from our dads. I'd like to hunt the Indians that roam the boundless plain. I'd like to be a pirate and plow the raging main and capture some big island in lordly pomp and rule. But I just can't be nothing, 'cause I gotta go to school. Most all great men, and so I've read, has been the ones that got the least amount of learning by a flickering pitch pine knot. Many a daring boy like me grows up to be a fool and never amounts to nothing, 'cause he's gotta go to school. I'd like to be a cowboy and rope the Texas steer. I'd like to be a sleuthhound or a roaring buccaneer and leave the foe to welder with her blood had made a pool. But how can I get famous? I gotta go to school. I don't see how parents can make the big mistake of keeping down a boy like me who's got a name to make. Ain't no wonder boys is bad and balky as a mule. Oh, life ain't worth living if you gotta waste your time in school. I'd like to be regarded as the terror of the plains. I'd like to hear my victims shriek and clank their prison chains. I'd like to face the enemy with gaze serene and cool and wipe them off the earth. I gotta go to school. What good is arithmetic and things excepting just for girls and them there Fauntleroys that wears their hair in pretty curls? And if my name is never seen on history's page, you'll remember it's all because I've gotta go to school. It is you who comes between me and the sound of strings. the cloudy portals pass to let you through. Troubled and strange, with long rememberings, your nearness gathers ghostwise down the room. And through the pleading violins they play, there drifts the dim and delicate perfume that once was you. Come dreamily stray. Behind what thin and shadowy doors you wait, such frail things as these should set you free. When all my need, like armies at a gate, would storm in vain to bring you back to me. When in this hush of strains, you draw more near than any sound of music that I hear. It was James Elroy Flecker, poet and dramatist, who wrote, "The poet's business is not to save the soul of man, but to make it worth saving." This is Janet Logan saying goodbye until next week.
As the strains of melody fade away to join with other pleasant memories, again Music and the Muse has ended. Featured with Thomas Mancini, violinist, were William Sobranski, organist, Ray Kramer, cellist, and Catherine Julier, harpist. Poems read by Miss Janet Logan were Eviction Notice by Edith Hope Janee, Fate by Fanny Heaslip Lee, Star Farmer by Helen Helming, I Got to Go to School by Nixon Waterman, I Think I Know No Finer Thing Than Dogs by Hallie Carrington Brent, Circe Warns Her Son by Virginia Rose Smith, and Where There Is Music by David Morton. Musical numbers included Autumn Serenade by Peter DeRose, The Boy Next Door, Martin and Blaine, Over the Rainbow, Richard Arlen, School Days, Cobb and Edwards, From a Wandering Iceberg, McDowell, My Heart at Thy Sweet Voice, Saint-Saëns, and Meditation from Thais, Massenet. Music and the Muse was edited by John Kraft and directed by William Verdier. This program came from Hollywood's Radio City. John Storm speaking. You're tuned for the stars on NBC.